Today's words of wisdom, true happiness is recognizing our true nature, will be presented in Chinese, with subtitles in Arabic, Odyssey of Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Urdu, and Turkish. Hong Kong 由260个美丽的岛聚组成，这个地名源自香港岛上的石牌湾，翻译过来就是芳香的港口。灵感来自于在石牌湾交易的芳香木料和芬香。香港亦以演艺事业闻名于世，尤其武术最令人称道。好几位在荷里活家传户晓的演员呢，都是出身自香港的电影圈的，例如李小龙、周润发、成龙、杨紫琼、李连杰和张国荣。另外值得一提的就是世界上最高的摩天大楼呢，香港就有四座。而在不久前2006年的11月，来自香港的张平路博士荣获故事和平奖，表彰他在医药和学术方面的杰出贡献。由于许多真理追求者诚心的邀请，青海无上师曾多次造访香港，分享他的智慧与见解，让大众更开悟，更了解上帝的天国。2000年的爱海之旅，青海无上师再次接受求道者的诚挚邀请而来临香港。我们现在邀请你聆听这场睿智的开示，认识本性才能真快乐。青海无上师在2000年5月2日讲于香港。
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
师父，您知道你从哪个星球来吗？
不是星球，宇宙。不过我们生生世世有时候住在不同的星球是没有错啊，一个生死轮回嘛，有时候住在地球的星球，有时候住在那个水晶的星球，有时候住在那个华星的星球。你想要知道自己从哪里星球来的话也是很简单，如果脾气暴躁的话一定从华星来的如果很凉爽啊，很流通的一定是从水星来的啊。那你看看我从哪个星球来啊哎，看看就可以猜到了啊。
师父，为什么你有那么多的财富？我人怎样得到财富呢？有什么方法？
哦，你什么都有啦，你什么都有。我们哈，生生世世啊，很多学习的能力，有很多能力在里面，就是因为现在太忙了嘛。天天忙了赚钱，忙了打架，忙了要这个要那个，忘记自己里面有多么能力，多么的爱力，多么的能量。你自己往那边看，自己什么都找得出来啊。我也是刚才开悟了以后才可以做这个做那个，以前呢什么都不会想得通啊啊。要开悟了以后什么都会，真正的是这样。我们同学是这样子啊，开悟了以后什么都会啊，会很多，会赚更多钱，会省钱，会帮助别人， 会爱亲戚朋友更多，爱家庭更多，负责任更清楚，然后才华什么也会跑出来，不是我一个人而已啊，是吗？大家是啊，是吧？说过了，你们很伟大，你们很伟大，不要被世界骗，天天忙这些物质的东西，忘记自己的，多么能干，多么伟大。
My parents had died for many years. Could I see them after I die?
Yes, you could. You could. If that's what you want, I help you. But it's better you meditate on the Kuan Yin method. It's better you know yourself, your great power, the God within you. Then you can take them anywhere with you. And if you go to a higher level of happiness, you can take them up. Isn't that better?Then just go where they are. Maybe they are in hell or something, and both of you will suffer. Yeah? You better help your parents, not just to see them. It depends on where you want to see them. It's better you see them where their happiness and everlasting blissfulness is. It's better for them. So take care where you go, and then you can take your parents. Thank you. Thank you.
师父，修方便法能否对做生意有帮助？生意做好了，贡献给社会，是否更有利于生意呢？
是是是是，对了对了啊，我也是做生意啊，拿钱就来送给贫穷的人了、啊。呀、
师父您好，见性或开悟只是修行路上的一个起点，到成佛还有一段距离。继续努力修行，这样理解对吗？
对对对对，嗯，我们一步一步嘛，一步一步。不过有一些也是很快啦，看你多诚信啊，就成佛很快。本来就是佛了，还成什么？就是忘记，就是没有专心在自己的本心，就是专心在外心，所以才说没有成佛。意思说没有记得自己是佛而已，不是说没成佛。
Do you believe in reincarnation?
Yes. Yes and no. Yes, if you still have something to do in this world and you vow to come back. But no, if you don't want to go back anymore. The people who practice the Kuan Yin method don't ever have to come back to reincarnate again unless they wish to for some reason, for some noble purpose.
师父，我觉得自己经常六神无主，仿佛不能自己，请问到底是什么原因呢？
也许太多压力，精神不够，休息不够，或是身体不舒服。如果压力太多的话，就想办法休息，吃一点那个比较安静的药，安静的茶，找人帮忙按摩按摩。骑一个泡水洗澡，走在那个公园里面呼吸好空气。如果身体不舒服，让精神也比较分散的话，就找医生看看，吃维他命，多吃点补养的东西，然后工作减少一点，不要太疲倦。
师父，今生的功名利禄是否源自于前生的各种善举？
是是是的是的啊，所以现在做官的时候，有权力之后，也要记得继续做善事，这样子才以后官升更高。是啊，要做官不是很简单啊，要当人民之父母是很有福报才能当啊，所以要继续当了更高更好的，是要继续做好事，要爱护人民像自己的儿女一样，这种官的话就会越来越高，然后越来越富有，越来越舒服，死的时候也会瞑目，因为很多人民会爱护他，这个爱力啊送到他那边是像祝福一样，他就活在这种爱力里面了，天天人家爱力送给你，你就活在这个爱力里面，就像药疗一样，像那个上帝祝福一样，很舒服很舒服。所以当官帮助人民爱护人民，就是帮助爱护自己的逻辑哈。啊， Okay.
What is life after death?
Well, you wait a few years or a few days. After that, we will know. Okay? No. It's like this. After we leave this physical body, we continue to live. We continue to live in a different way of life, different kind of vibration, different kind of body. And sometimes, if we do not practice spiritual knowledge at the time of death, we might mistaken that we are still physically alive, and we go around kissing wife and husband and kids, and they don't respond to us. And maybe they bring a new one home already, and then we feel very bad. See? So life continues forever, with or without this material body. If we practice the Guan Yin method, we can already see death even while living. We can die daily, so that we can leave the physical body behind temporarily and go to different dimension to learn some different things or to oversee our whole life in order to see which part is not good and we can correct it. And that's how our practitioner's life is better and better every day, clearer and clearer, happier and happier, because we can oversee ourselves from outside of the body that we can see better. 谢谢。
亲爱的师父，我的一个朋友读过师父的书，看过师父的录影带，想修观音法门，但他患了溶血菌贫血病，医生坚持要他补充营养，而且如果他没有吃鱼，身体就会因贫血而产生种种不适应的感觉。他想问问师父，他该怎么办？
看他自己的勇气咯。如果我们觉得这个身体比涅槃重要的话，那继续照顾他。如果我们觉得反正我们怎么样照顾他，等一下我们只有涅槃或是没有涅槃而已，那你们自己要选择。因为我来这边不是要强迫你们或是要求你们做什么，就是要让你们记得自己的本心。所以如果准备好就来，还没准备好慢慢来，慢慢来，不急。
我看经典上说，使人获得认知能力的那种东西，就是佛性吗？这样对吗？
当然，对，可以说佛性。我们认识自己的更高贵的、更伟大的能力，就是佛性，就对。
师父，我们已逝的祖先会否影响后人呢？是否有家宅、坟墓对后人有影响？他们轮回了没有呢？
是会有一点影响。如果我们的祖宗没有烧足的话，像刚才我解释英文他们认为他们还活着，就回来想我们做这个做那个，然后我们就听不懂他们要求，因为我们两个阴阳之间不一样，然后他们发脾气，有时候会搞乱一点，因为要吸引我们注意力，结果我们都不懂等等。不是他们痛苦啊，就会为了我们随同的关系会让我们感觉不舒服，不是我们有时候痛苦，他们也会感觉得很清楚。所以最好我们修行，然后自己能够解脱自己，然后可以帮助我们祖宗，是最孝顺的一种行为。
If we do not belong here, why are we here? If it is divine love, why did we lose it?
We are here because we want to find love. That's correct. We did not lose love. We just forget. Because every day we're just too busy, earning money, working 8 hours, 10 hours a day, and then catch the tram and catch the bus and then go home and husband and wife and children and everything waiting. We have hardly time to breathe sometimes. And that's why we forgot the other part of us.The greater part of us, the real part of us, because we don't have time. So don't be tricked by all this life. You can still work in the world and take care of your families, but meditate. Make sure you remember the other half, the better half of yourself. Then you will know you are love, that you are God, you're one with God, at least you got children, and you're Buddha. Just like this. If I put something in my pocket, and then I forget,I look everywhere for it. Will I ever find it? Can I find them? No. Because it's not there. It's not where I look. It's here. So I never lose it. It's just I forgot where it is, no? Same with our love, same with our God nature. Just go inside, you see your real self.
师父，我已经怀了宝宝，可以印心吗？印心之后，宝宝也可以印心吗？如果有时候身体不好，可以躺着打坐吗？
可以，可以，全部问题都是可以。不过宝宝不用印心，他等一下主来自己决定。
师父，如果未能说服家人吃素的话呢？吃荤边素可以破戒吗？
我不能说不可以，而且等一下，等一下你就不要问这个问题了。你印心了以后，你修行一阵子以后，你宁可死的，你不会吃的，这自然身体会净化，会很干净，任何的不属于高级的佛性的这种境界，我们没办法容纳，所以不用问这个问题了，才修行就修了 ，OK。
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ.Saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land.Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
师父，学习这个法门是否可以治病？包括生理学、心理学。
不要为了治病而学嘛。成佛了其实最重要，成佛要解脱。然后如果什么人跟我们有缘，他来见我们一眼，我们这个福报会自动会转给他，他自己会好。不用用这个我执，不用用什么身体呼啦哈什么，那个不需要。佛没做什么，不过大家都很舒服。我们开悟了以后，谁看到我们都会舒服的。自然会好。
如果按照观音法门修行，可不可以消除业障？是不是可以达到不吃不喝的程度呢？
可以啊，当然啊，不然修干嘛？
请问师父，修苦行是不能成佛，但修苦行是否能消除一些业障或化解一些因果呢？
No， 修苦行就会很勤苦这样子，得到很苦行。修苦行没有用啊，为什么你虐待你自己的佛呢？佛在里面，你虐待他就是虐待佛了，是得罪他咯。我们不要修苦行，你看释迦牟尼佛修苦行以后他还要放弃啊，最后不修苦行，就真的修对的法门才消除业障，不是修苦行。然后你修对的法门的时候，即使你要一点苦行也没关系，你要奢侈修行也没关系，反正走对的路，你走汽乘车也好，你坐 Mercedes-Benz 也好，你坐劳斯莱斯也好，走对的路才好，不是说车子什么。我刚才坐汽乘车来的，也来的啊！你们坐巴士也来的，你们坐劳斯莱斯自己开车也来的，因为我们走对的路，对的路就好，不是说苦行好，或是不苦行好，就修观音法门就会解脱，会消业障。
What benefits are there to oneself and society of the endeavor of striving to become enlightened?
Wow! 什么都要 benefit. Everything you must have benefit. Of course you will have benefit.When you enlighten, all the benefit will become automatically. Seek you first the kingdom of God, and all the things shall be added unto you. After enlightenment, I am also not going to the Himalaya and hiding there. I'm still in your world. I work just like you do, yeah? And I earn money to keep myself, so to not to burden society, and I buy ticket to come here to see you.And whatever left, I give to whoever need. That is already benefit, yeah? And of course, the most benefit is that your peaceful, loving atmosphere that radiate to people. Whoever see you, they're happy. There's no need to feel benefit. The benefit is that you are practicing. The benefit is you're peaceful, yeah? No need always have to look for something. We just practice.So that we know ourselves, our great self, and then we will know what to do to benefit ourselves and other people. That is definitely will come. Once you enlighten, you know everything what to do. And then the benefit will come. Whatever benefit you want, it will come.
Where do sutra, doctrine, fulfillment, contentment, and happiness stand in relation to enlightenment?
Every sutra, you just have to pay attention to what you read. Yeah.
师父，我做了一个梦，梦到被狼狗咬，有人说不要紧，但是我做了这个梦之后呢，很久脚后跟都在痛，请问这是怎么回事？
有时候做梦也是一种现世的业障，在梦中出现的，所以才感觉到身体不舒服。现在有人讲了，有时候吃肉那些啊业障啊，就会影响到我们身体。
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children, antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease.Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer, colon rectal cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year, more than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity.Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal.Uses up to 85% of the world's soy, cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
一个人如果印心他已经死去的亲戚朋友可以有超生和解脱吗？你可以证明给我看吗？
你自己证明啊，自己会看到啊。 你自己的经济怎么我能证明？ 打坐的时候自己也会看到。 经济朋友死的我们都可以帮忙。 确定是这样，我们同修都可以啊，都知道啊。 很多我们同修都可以看到经济朋友超生的。 不过要修行才知道啊，我自己修行我自己能看啊，怎么能够给你看？ 我内心的东西怎么能给你看？ 你自己有啊。
在体验中如何区别三界以类和三界以外，请师父开示。我们有办法分别，每个境界都有它自己的特号。印心的时候我会告诉你们，现在没有时间，
所以印心才要一两个小时，要全部解释给你听。等一下你在家自己可以默默打坐，不再用老师指导了，自己当自己的老师。 用一两个小时解释吗？以后你通通都知道了，我走了以后你通通可以自己做了。我们两个就没有关系了，有那边的关系啦，我们外面不用。那边比方说你有困难的时候，你刚刚修行的时候，力量还不够，有困难就求师父帮忙，就在里面讲，啊，就是师父就会帮一点忙，这样子。
人为什么在死亡的时候有的很痛苦，有的就不会痛苦，怎么才能不痛苦呢？
这个看因果吗？看因果，我们修行的人死的通通都不痛苦的，静静的这样走，身体也是很红润，即使死了以后还是比在世还漂亮，不用打扮。为什么人间会有开心和痛苦呢？ 啊，这样才叫人间。<笑>不然我们这边就叫净土或是天堂了。<笑>啊，比方说你去学校，那边就是学生是要学习，功课很辛苦的。你去那个大市场，那边就有买卖很多东西，那才叫大市场。学习很辛苦的叫学校嘛。啊，那<笑>每个地方都有不同的情况。
蟑螂为我们带来细菌，会伤害家人的健康，我们可以为家人杀害蟑螂吗？
当然，我们人比动物、比那个昆虫的命要宝贝， 人的那个权利是比较优先，对所有的众生是有优先，因为我们人是比较高级的众生，所以我们为了保护自己经济，当然也可以用办法。 不过我们要杀蟑螂的时候，当然是要付因果，不是说没有。所以自己情况要照顾干净，这样子蟑螂不会渗出来。我是用这种避免的，有一些那个电，它会发出一种电波，蟑螂不会跑到你家来。Dear
Master, what is initiation? What do you mean by dying while living?
Initiation is like this. At the time of transmission, the Buddha or the God within you will be awakened in complete silence, and you will experience the light of yourself, of heaven, of God. And continue like this every day while you're meditating, or sometimes even not meditating, and then you will know yourself. The initiation process is just the quietness, quiet understanding between the two souls, between God and God's self, between yourself and God, or between your God self. You and God are one. And because you're ready to go home, so the God within you will be awakened. I'm just there to remind you how to keep this awareness every day with yourself. But the transmission is very quiet, in silent, completely, no talk. And then some instruction verbally before the transmission, but not during the transmission and not after. Then you know what to do every day with yourself and how to find your God again every day until you're completely one with yourself or with God again. That's initiation. Dying while living is exactly dying while living. Yes. For example, when we die, that means we have to live this life forever. But dying while living means you just die temporarily, like 10 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, maybe even a week, depends on your time limit. And then you come back again to this physical body and then continue your daily activities, yeah? Without having to die for good until your time comes. Because your silver cord, which connect your awareness with the body, is not broken. And the time of your dying, truly dying, the silver cord is broken and you don't come back again. But during meditation, you can die. You truly die sometimes. And your eye turn upward like the dead people, only white thing left. And you don't feel anything of the body anymore. You go up to heaven or some different higher dimension to learn knowledge of heaven, learn about yourself, learn about your ability. Come back, help yourself, help your family, solve the problem, see the things clearly, work better, better health, better thinking. And then you can die again tomorrow or any time. But this takes a little practice. Yeah, all the saints die daily. It says so in the Bible. So that means dying while living. You're dead. Yeah, just for a while. So that you can go to higher place and learn better things. Because in this world, you can only learn worldly things. With the body, you can only do worldly activities. So you have to leave the body if you want to learn something higher. Yeah, and come back and use the body to act out the knowledge that you learn from the higher world.
您说耶稣、佛祖都是名师，引导人走向真理。那么信了基督教与佛教和信观音法门是不是有区别呢？很明显，基督教的教理并非这样说的。基督教说只是三位一体，耶和华才可以救，而且除此之外都没有拯救，人不能解决自己罪的问题。你对此有何看法？
本来天主教就是叫这个观音法门的，现在失传了。佛教本来也叫这个观音法门，任何的大的宗教，真正宗教都叫这个观音法门的。观音法门不是一个法门，是真正自己 awaken， 自己醒过来，认得自己的伟大的真正的本人，是没什么所谓的法门。是你信什么教也好，信上帝，不过没看到上帝有何用？信耶稣根本跟他谈不来，他来你也看不到，有用吗？信佛没知道佛在哪里，也看不到佛的地方，我觉得比较小用。所以来这边告诉你们怎么去看耶稣，怎么面对上帝，怎么看到佛，真的是这样子。开悟了以后通通不一样，你什么都了解，看什么经典都很通，现在看不懂啊。
观音法门里的上帝同基督教的上帝的定义是不是相同的？
观音的上帝跟那个天主教上帝相同，是不是？同啦，只有一个上帝啊，没有两个。这个法门是给你看到你的上帝的，不是看到我的上帝。如果你这样子要听的话 ，OK， 看到你自己的上帝。要开悟啦，不然的话我讲什么都没用了，讲都是广告而已，不是真的饼干。
Is it possible for you to explain how enlightenment feels?
Oh, it feels great. Yeah. You ask our people how they feel. I only see them once, maybe a year, or sometime once every 3-4 years, if they even have money to come to see me, or if I even come to see them in the city. Yeah. We don't do anything with each other. I don't force them to do anything.How they live their life, how they're happy, how they become better being and take care of themselves and their family better. You ask them. You go ask any of them how they feel, okay? Great is feel great.
。Is evil just another form of goodness? Does that mean there is no evil after all?
No. You cannot say there's no evil. But yet, evil is also born from us. Original, there was no evil. Just because when we think of something bad or negative, when we do something bad or negative, and when we speak something bad or negative, these things also affect us and affect other people around because they are not of the good nature. Anything we do good and say good, think good, is a good nature, and that have a good effect on us and on everybody else. Everything we do bad, think bad, or talk bad, it has a bad effect. Everything has the effect, you see, energy. Like the rose, it's beautiful, it smells nice because it's a rose. Everything has its own quality and effect. You put rose in a small room, you feel the whole room is filled with rose fragrance. You put some bad things or some excrement from an animal in the room, the whole room will smell bad. You see? Everything has effect. Everything has energy because we are God, we are Creator. We have one power with the whole Creator. We are one with that creation. And whatever we create, we affect ourselves and everybody else. That's why the devil was born. Evil was born because of our bad energy, yeah? And sometimes so big, vast, massive lump of energy, they attract each other and they stay in one place. And that country will have disaster, have trouble. The whole nation will be affected. The people will be maybe in bad shape, have epidemic, have sickness, have disease, have war, have disaster, whatever. That's when the bad energy, the devil, is at work. It's all man-made. So take care that our thought always pure, noble, and good. Then we don't have to experience this. Okay, that's why we have to practice. Be good for ourselves, yeah? And benefit everyone.
师父，我的个性不太好，对很多事都抱着无所谓的态度。我发现这对修行很不好，让我变得很粗糙，不够细致。请问师父，是否将这种不好的个性改掉，修行才会进步快一点呢？
修行多自然会改。我们在这个世界啊，很多东西让我们心情暴躁。我们刚生出来，长大的时候，很多好的理想，想做的好，想做的很完美，想对人都很喜爱，结果通通都没有什么用啊，都反而就伤害到我们，伤信我们，所以我们后来就烦了，说我不管他了。
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
感谢你收看今天的智慧之语。周五请继续观赏青海无上师。 提升人生的开始，认识本性才能真快乐，最后一集的播出。现在请继续收看无上师电视台的成功楷模节目，焦点新闻后马上为你播出。在上帝无边恩典下，愿地球所有众生在祥和与慈爱中和睦共存。We thank you for your kind-hearted company for today's segment of Words of Wisdom. Join us again Friday for the conclusion of Supreme Master Ching Hai's Elevating Lecture, True Happiness is Recognizing Our True Nature. And now, please stay to Supreme Master Television for Models of Success, right after Noteworthy News. Through God's boundless grace,May all inhabitants of our planet Earth coexist in peaceful harmony and loving kindness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.